Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we go into detail about plans to revolutionize the sport of kings in Jamaica. We also recap the recent Share the Love friendly football match between Jamaica and Brazil. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Supreme Ventures Limited officially took control of Caymanas Track Limited on Tuesday, March 7, ushering in an era of what they promised to be a first world standard product in the sport of kings, horse racing. Chief Operating Officer of Supreme Ventures Racing and Entertainment Limited, Brando Hayden, says the process will begin with a complete renovation of the Caymanas Track facility to make it more family-friendly and commercially viable. This will involve beautifying the grounds, refurbishing existing facilities, and constructing new features.
We're going to upgrade all existing restrooms throughout the main building, and we're going to install an elevator that can take you to any floor in the building that largely will cater to our patrons of all ages. We're also going to put in place a multi-purpose gaming facility and simulcast center, a high-end air-conditioned VIP lounge. We're going to renovate the North Lounge and facilitate the pre-purchase of prepaid boxes.
He adds that meetings were held with owners, breeders, jockeys, trainers, grooms, and off-track betting OTB operators to discuss the development plan going forward. All agreed on the need for increased use of technology to make the game more attractive to spectators.
We're going to be developing the local horse racing product. We're going to be integrating technology primarily for revenue enhancement. We're going to be looking at new revenue, new lines, and this will incorporate new wagering products, etc. We're going to be implementing operational efficiencies and strategically upgrading the infrastructure.
Chairman of the Supreme Ventures Limited Board, Paul Ho, says the new parent company will be utilizing its various betting outlets to expand access to betting on horse racing in more remote locations.
We're certainly looking at simulcasting internationally and the opportunities there. We also will utilize our own lottery network for distribution in areas that are somewhat remote, that possibly don't have distribution of either a bookmaker or an OTB presently, and would appreciate the ability to be able to buy on a lottery terminal a racing bet.
Both men are seeking to assure spectators that horse racing will not be disrupted by the development plans, noting that the first race day under the new regime is set for this Saturday, March 11. From the sport of kings to the world's most popular sport, football. The National Stadium came alive this past weekend as it featured a special friendly football match between Jamaica and the world's most decorated footballing nation, Brazil. A Jamaican all-star team featuring members of Jamaica's 1998 World Cup team squared off against a Brazilian all-star team featuring the likes of former World Player of the Year Rivaldo, Edmilson, and coached by World Cup winner Dunga. Jamaica came away victors in the match, capping off a solid performance, dotted with moments of individual brilliance from players including Ricardo Bibby Gardner and Walter Blacker Boyd.
It's good to be back on the pitch. I know that we had a great game. It's good to know that the people that came, that supporters, look like they enjoyed the game. So it's a beautiful feeling. It's the hope that something like this can happen again.
Organizer of the event, director of Ballers International Football Academy, Andre Virtue, says the plan is for similar events in the future.
We definitely want to do more things like this. I think the country needs more things. That's why we call it Share the Love, and maybe every 2 years we'll do something like this.
Brazilian coach Dunga, through a translator, said his players enjoyed the meeting and playing with the Jamaicans and creating a bond of friendship.
Agradável, divertente, deu para todo mundo encontrar várias glórias, tanto da Jamaica quanto do Brasil, né? Os torcedores se divertiram. Eu acho que jogo amistoso é isso aí. O mais importante é o espetáculo.
Feel and a lot of people enjoy the game, right? Helpful friendship. This is the focus for the game. And for them, it's come back to play and play together and other guys when they played some time ago. Now it's wonderful for them.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.